For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The start of a new year always comes with resolutions, or maybe just a new look at some of the old ways of doing things. That's also true for local government. It's been a busy week for Memphis and Shelby County. With us now is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. Well, Otis, let's start with Mayor Jim Strickland. This was the first full week of his second and final term as mayor. He said publicly that he feels like the clock is ticking and he still has a lot to accomplish. What are some of his big plans for the coming year?
Well, I think his biggest plans are things that he talked about around New Year's Day that will provide opportunities for young people, I think between the ages of, say, 17 or 18 to 24, who will actually be picking up trash around the city, getting paid for it, like $12 an hour. So that's one thing, and it got a lot of attention. But he's also wants to continue to work on public safety, hiring more police officers, and he wants to expand that growth that we see downtown to other parts of the city, neighborhoods like Klondike and Orange Mound. I think he's going to try to put some attention there. So he has some things that he wants to get accomplished, and it is true. The clock is ticking. He only has one more term to put his stamp on things.
There's also this ongoing question about whether MLGW should look at power suppliers other than the Tennessee Valley Authority. Do we know where the mayor stands on that?
I think the mayor is certainly open to looking more carefully at that change. He hasn't said a lot about it, but there are strong indications that people around him, his advisors, who are in favor of MLGW looking at other suppliers, they have the mayor's ear. So I think right now the mayor is definitely open to MLGW looking at someone else other than the TVA. And I think the mayor believes the MLGW could save millions of dollars if they make that change.
So the county commission also met this week, and they started off with a fairly thorny issue, public transportation. Otis, do you finally see the will here or the motivation to help MATA get the funding it needs?
I do see it. And I see it because the wheel tax, which everybody knows is one of the most unpopular taxes that's ever come around in Shelby County. And the proposal now is to increase it by $20.
For a total of $70.
For a total of $70, when most people still don't know what the wheel tax is used for. But the county commission was willing to increase that, at least in committee. We'll see what happens next week, to help pay for additional money for MATA. So, yes, the will is definitely there. There are a lot of economic and business heavy hitters who support this. You have activist groups in the city like MICA that is supporting public transportation funding. And we have the mayor, Lee Harris, who is obviously supportive of it. I think it will pass, even though people don't like the wheel tax. Mm.
Well, finally, Otis, one of the more interesting stories to come out of Nashville recently was Governor Bill Lee's decision to keep Tennessee open for foreign refugee resettlement. This did not please members of his own party.
No, it didn't. No, it did not.
So what does this tell you about Governor Lee?
Well, it tells me that sometimes Governor Lee is able to separate his deeply held personal beliefs about caring about others from his conservative Republican principles that I'm pretty much against anything that could be seen as a liberal cause. I think he's able to separate that out. You know, he was at a meeting the other day when he got some pushback from some conservatives about this refugee resettlement, and he was very strong. And he also made the point that that's different from just the immigration issue that we've been talking about for 2 or 3 years with people coming across, especially the southern border. So he's able to separate that. And I give him credit for this. Of course, we also saw that Lee Harris was very public in signing documents to say that Shelby County will continue to be a refugee resettlement place. We will welcome refugees here.
Right. And a number of those refugees could end up here. They say we could handle about 400 people. In a city with our poverty rate, though, has there been any sort of concern that taking refugees could affect the local economy or maybe even take jobs away from local people who need them.
I don't think that's a serious argument, because not all refugees are those who will be in need of government assistance or will be a drain on tax money and all of that. You have a lot of refugees who come here and are very self-sustaining, and they are educated people, and they make strong contributions to the community through business and commerce and things of that nature. So we should not just typecast all refugees as those that's going to need handouts and food assistance and free health care. That's one thing. But Memphis has always been welcoming to refugees. Catholic Charities has done a great job on this for many, many years. So I just don't see that this is a major issue where it's going to cripple us economically at all.
All right. Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.